Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Learn with Dr. G. That's me. I'm so excited to introduce you to a new Microsoft Learn learning path that we just launched. This learning path guides you through using data to decide which Toon Squad player might need a water break during their basketball game. Stay tuned to learn more. I don't think you know how excited I really am. These new lessons tie together some of my favorite things. Movies, Looney Tunes, also known as the Toon Squad, coding, basketball, and problem solving, of course. This is all part of a partnership that Microsoft is doing with the new film Space Jam, A New Legacy, which is coming soon. Before I show you the lessons though, let's hear from icon LeBron James directly about this partnership.
Playing in the NBA, and starring in an epic action-packed movie were two of my dreams when I was growing up. But I want to know what's your dream. I'm here to tell you that no dream is too big, and that technology can help bring your ideas to life. That's why I'm excited with my new movie, Space Jam, A New Legacy, is working with Microsoft and Xbox to support computer science education. Learning computer science skills is important for everyone to have the opportunity and the ability to use technology and help write our future. Microsoft MakeCode and Visual Studio Code are the perfect tools to help you get your fundamentals down. And did you know that right now more jobs require computer skills than there are people to fill them? The world needs more diverse coders. No matter what you decide to do in life, computer science skills will help you get where you want to go. Now let's get started.
Yes, let's get started. There are so many aspects to this film that inspired this new Microsoft Learn learning path. In particular, the idea of how technology can integrate with basketball authentically and help players and coaches use real-time data to make quick decisions. These quick decisions can not only optimize the team's chances of winning the game, but also take into account the need for even star players to take a break once in a while. If you head over to aka.ms/explore-sports-with-code, you'll find our learning path that introduces you to data science, machine learning, and basic web app development. The goal throughout these modules is to take statistics from real basketball players that is often used to predict the player efficiency rating, or PER, and use that to determine what the PER of Toon Squad players might be. You'll then use that data to create a web app that'll help coaches decide in real time during a game whether or not a Toon Squad player should be on the court or taking a break, having some water on the bench. Did you know that by the end of 2020, LeBron James has the highest PER of any active basketball player and is only second to Michael Jordan? I mean, they're probably just lucky that Bugs and Lola aren't involved in that ranking though, right? In the first module, you will use Python and Visual Studio Code to cleanse and prepare your data for the web app. You will learn how to impute missing data using machine learning and how to discover bimodality in data, since our data is representing human and Toon Squad players. In the second module, you will use machine learning to create a simulated but realistic data set of Toon Squad player stats throughout a single game. You will then create a web app that can be used by the Toon Squad coach that enables them to choose which players are on the court and which are taking a break on the bench based on PER. I love data-informed decision-making. The goal of these new modules is to spark your creativity on things that you're passionate about by using data and coding. This is the time to explore, fail forward, and develop new skills. Be sure to watch Space Jam, A New Legacy for more inspiration coming summer 2021. You can find out more at facebook.com/spacejammovie. Stay tuned for the next two episodes of Learn with Dr. G, where I'm going to be doing a deep dive into each of these modules. And don't forget to share your learning journey with me on Twitter. You can either tag me at Dr. Guthels or use the hashtag LearnWithDrG. Happy coding!